Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you? How was your weekend? How was your Monday? How was the start to a new week? What did I do today? Jess popped over, had a little catch up, had a little gossip. What else did I do today? Oh, my God. My breath just got taken away. What one thing I do need to do, actually, maybe tomorrow, although I'm kind of busy tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, although I'm actually kind of busy Wednesday, I'm watching the new Mean Girls movie. Listen, I've said this before. If I have one thing planned, I'm unavailable all day. Like, I cannot fathom putting two things in my schedule in one day. Like, sure, like, I can go with the flow around those things on the day, but I cannot schedule two things in one day. Guys, I can't do it. It's too much. It's just too much. Anyway, so it's going to have to be Thursday. I need to go through all of my clothes and have a proper sort out. Thing is, I give Jess like a huge like bin bag full of clothes. Like some of them are like brand new with tags. And then anything that she doesn't want, she takes to the nearest charity shop or wherever it's convenient for her. Just anywhere to charity. So that is a nice and easy job for me. Like all I have to do is just literally clear out and just go through it and just keep or give away. Keep, donate, keep, donate, keep, donate. It's just the thought of it, guys. I can't deal. I can't, because I'm one of them people that I will spend so long looking at a big t-shirt that's covered in hair dye. And I'll be like, oh, I do love it though. You know, it's really comfy. And, it, you know, another fake tan t-shirt wouldn't hurt. Another hair dye t-shirt wouldn't hurt. But then also, it depends on the day because sometimes I'm savage. I also realise I've got like 14 pairs of blue jeans and I literally wear, I rotate the same two. My Levi 501 90s and my Subdued flares that I got fitted. So realistically, they can all go to the donate pile. And then I have a pretty empty drawer for jeans and trousers. So I need to do it. I've got a pair of cargos that I loved and wanted them for ages. Then I finally bought them, worn them once. Do you know what I mean? I'm that girl. But I tell you what, I'm an outfit repeater. Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater. And I'm an outfit repeater to my core. I will find an outfit I love. And I wear it over and 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 over until I'm sick of it. And that can take me a long time. Like recently I got a set off TikTok shop where it's like, you guys might have seen it. It's like a huge knit two piece, big button up cardigan with some knit pants, trousers. Why am I talking like an American, like pants? Anyway, I will wear that daily for a long time. It's so comfortable. And the thing is, right, I do this thing where I put together an outfit in my mind rather than ever looking at what I've got. So if I buy something and I don't remember buying it, it's never being worn because if it isn't in my mind, it's not going on the body. That's my problem. I don't like put on a pair of jeans and go, let's have a look through the top drawer. I put on a pair of jeans with the top already in mind. So a lot of clothes don't get showcased. And it's such a waste. So that's why a clear out is good, because I get to see the things I've got. sometimes I'm like, where the hell did you come from? You really slipped away under there in that big pile. And then it gets to the top and it gets worn for a while. But the thing is, sometimes I'll buy something and by the time I remember I've bought it, I'm over it, you know. Or sometimes I'll buy something and I will love it so much and I'll wear it once and I'm like, we just didn't really connect like I thought we would, you know. So yeah, that is on the agenda for this week. But guys, Love Island All Stars hit our screens yesterday, tonight for me, and oof, wow. Okay, who saw Jake and Liberty coming? Because I certainly saw that coming. It's kind of cruel. I feel really like sad for him. I don't know, the way he's been like ignored. And obviously, I think a lot of the girls, especially if you're in the industry already, like we have each other's backs as a female, what's the word? Just collective, as females, we have each other's backs, right? But I feel like even more so in this industry, like women support women, right? A lot of the time. So I feel like their loyalties are lying with Lib. So you can't go for Jake. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, what's he going to do in there? That it's really over for him before he even started, bless him. And Callum and Molly, guys. I love Callum and Molly together. And do you know what? I've seen comments about like maybe the breakup was staged, you know, so they could sign the contract and get on Love Island. I hope it's true, to be honest. I doubt it, but I would love it if it's true because I am rooting for them too. I loved them together. I think they're such a lovely couple. And yeah, we'll see what happens, guys. What are your predictions? You'll have to let me know. Slide into my DMs, Leah on the Line or Leah Levain on Insta. Let me know what you guys are predicting this year. Georgia Harrison, I love. Honestly, I love her. I think her and Chris are a match made in heaven. But then also, they could either hit it off like pure fireworks, like pure just match made in heaven, or it could give brother and sister, you know. So we'll have to just see, guys. We'll have to sit back and watch it all unfold. But you all know I'm such a big Love Island fan. Why is that hard to say? So I'm really excited about this, guys. I just can't wait. And I love having a gossip with you guys about it as well. Although some of you get annoyed with me if you aren't caught up. But then again, like, all you have to do is open Instagram and it's spoil. Open TikTok, spoil. So, yeah. Ooh, exciting, guys. But anyway, I hope you're all feeling really good today. Whatever it is that you're getting up to. I don't know what happened then. It's like my brain just stopped me from speaking. That was really bizarre. Anyway, I have signed up to the gym again. Yeah. Oh, I do this about 5 times a year, honestly. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get back on my shit. Like, I'm just really back in my fitness, you know? And then before you know it, I'm like, to be honest, I think what it is, right, is I like to go to the gym alone. No offense to all the people that I do actually go with, all the people being my sister and occasionally my boyfriend. I like to be alone in the gym. Leave me alone. Like, I want headphones in, podcast on, YouTube video on, whatever it is. And I don't want to communicate. I don't want to talk through what we're doing today. I don't want to, you know, I'm not interested. I'm really not. I'm here for myself and myself only. And I want to be alone, right? But the thing is, the only decent gym near me is quite far. Like, I can't walk it. It's about an hour walk. Listen, I could walk it, but I won't. So I need someone to drive me, because obviously you guys know, like, I'm a passenger seat princess through and through to my core. Although we have said this year will maybe, hopefully, perhaps be the year that I become a driver's seat princess, queen at that. And until then, I cannot drive to that gym. My sister is like, She's in her, I don't know what the era is called, but she's in the fucking shit up era, and she is ready to get back to the gym. And so I'm obviously not going to say no. I've been really keen to get back in there because I love it. I honestly, oh God, I sound so Bristolian these days. I hate you. But yeah, I love it. Like, I do love it. I've always been in and out of the gym since I was a teenager. Like, I just can't commit to the gym. Like, we've got such an on-off relationship. But we just can't help, like, we just constantly pull back to each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of them. It's toxic. Listen. But, yeah, I do love it. And, you know, when we are back on track, it's good. It's really good. But then sometimes you just lose it and you're like, no, thank you. So, yeah, for now, we're back on. Start next week or maybe, yeah, probably next week. Not for any particular reason, rather than it just makes me feel so good. I tend to become a bit of a lazy bitch if I don't force myself. So, yeah, we're back in our gym era, back in our fitness era, back in our healthy girl self-care, self-love era. And I'm here for it, guys. So anyone that's at the gym right now, love it. This I might be as well. Who knows? Love you. Proud of you. Keep smashing it, babes. You look amazing. Look to the mirror, yeah? Because I know there's always a mirror very nearby in the gym. Look at that batty. Unreal. Go on, babes. You look unbelievable. You look unbelievable. Okay, sorry, guys. Let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So, it's weekly debate time. And this weekly debate was actually sent in from one of you guys as a request. And I think we have done this before, but not as specific or not worded quite like this. And when we did do it, it was a long time ago, like over a year ago. And we have a whole new bunch of besties here that listen. So I thought, let's do it. I'm up for it. I'm intrigued. So, and also opinions change. You guys may be in different relationships now. So, God, isn't that crazy? Like, the people you guys might have been in relationship with when we last did this weekly debate, maybe been and gone. And there could be a whole other person in the mix. Or you could be single, in which case, also fantastic for you, you know? Anyway, not so fantastic in terms of this weekly debate, because it means you can't really get involved at the moment, but you can still give your opinion. I'm just going to shut the fuck up and read the question, okay? My question for you is, if you're in a relationship, how often are you intimate with your partner? Does this vary? Is it important to you / your relationship? So that was literally sent in from one of you guys, worded like that, and I loved it. So thank you so much. Let's have a little look what you guys are saying. Hardly ever, not going to lie, but he's still always my bestie. You know what? I'm not sure that's what we're really going for in relationships. Bestie. Your bestie that, to be honest, obviously you want your partner to be your best friend, but like to say, like, we didn't really have sex, but like besties, like it's not really the vibes, but you know what, whatever works for you, you know, love you, proud of you, happy for you. About 5 times a month, it's enough for me, but he'll argue with me saying it's not enough. Do you know what, it's more than once a week, so you know what, it's given frequent, it's given regular, I think that's fine. Before baby, 1 to 2 times a week. Since baby, 1 to 2 times a month. That's actually really interesting. I should have asked as well to anybody that's had children, how has it changed since giving birth? I would be intrigued by that. I'd also love to know how many people have sex or had sex during pregnancy. Because I remember Molly and Tommy was talking about how Tommy just didn't want to have sex with her while she was pregnant. And I know like a lot of people was like, I just feel a bit weird about it. So I'd be intrigued to know how many of you guys were fucking it up. Who fucking a night? Do you know what I mean? I'd be intrigued. Anyway, back to the weekly debate. I think this goes through peaks and troughs. Don't know if that's the right saying. You've come to the wrong girl. I don't know. Peaks and troughs. Is it troughs? Troughs. Troughs. Who knows, honestly. Varies, somebody says. Yeah, of course it varies, to be fair. Hardly ever, to be honest. I feel like the implant puts me off so much because I used to be more for it. You know what? These hormonal contraceptions, they really do have an impact on your sex drive. We're 3 years in and not often at all anymore. Is it that bad? Oh, is that bad? I don't know. It depends how often not often is to you. when we're together, probably twice a day. Wow. Okay, girly. Okay. I have a higher sex drive than my boyfriend. He's good once a week and I'd rather three or four. I was saying to my sister, like, I couldn't cope having a lower sex drive than my boyfriend. I just personally, I would literally be like, well, you hate me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you hate me. You don't want to be me. Like, I just wouldn't be able to cope. I'm way too insecure for that. Like, I know it's normal, but I guess because I think naturally men have higher sex drives than women typically. Is that the case or is that not the case? Or do men just like, I don't know, do they just, I don't know. Who knows? I should Google that. Let's ask Siri. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Fucking embarrassing me. Who has a higher sex drive, men or women?
I don't have an answer for that.
Wow. Pretty useless. Let's actually just get on Google. One sec, guys. I won't keep you waiting. Okay, guys. It's an interesting fact. So it says, sexual desire is typically higher in men than women, with testosterone thought to account for this difference, as well as within sex variation in desire in both women and men. Not sure what that second part meant at all. Sound like English to me. But it says, this other website says, it might seem cliche, but the reality is that generally men have more interest in sex than women. In fact, 51% of men would like to have sex at least every day compared to only 7% of women. So yeah, there we go, guys. Fun fact. Now once or twice a week. My ex-wife expected it twice a day. Safe to say I couldn't live up to that. Yeah, twice a day, I'll be exhausted. What is that like, first thing in the morning and last thing at night? Or are you like coming home on your lunch break? Okay, let's have a little look. 1 to 2 a week, but we have 5 children now and it's hard balancing the time. 1 to 2 a week with 5 children is bloody brilliant, to be honest, I think. My sex drive varies. His is high. I think it affects me as I wish I had a higher sex drive. Yeah, I get that. Once or twice a month, I just feel like something is always in the way. Periods, tiredness, stress, etc. You know what? Life definitely happens. Absolutely. Lots in the first 6 months. It dies down a bit when the relationship becomes more secure. Oh, absolutely. Like when you first get together, you're just fucking and fucking and fucking. Do you know what I mean? And then you're together, like properly together, and it's just, it settles down. The dust settles. Probably once a week, but not always. Both tired as fuck from work, though. Lol, fun times. Yeah, that's totally fair. Go through phases of all the time to like never and back to all the time again. Yeah, the phases, that is so real. We've been together 2 years and ideally 3 times a week, but it depends on schedules, etc. Lovely. I'm really struggling with my sex drive at the moment. I feel so bad. Any tips, please share. Love you. Oh, God, babe. Do you know what? I think we all go through dips in sex drive and highs, but we all do. And it can be anything. It can be your mental health. It can be stress. It can be your hormones, the contraception, like anything. And you know what? I just don't think, just don't feel bad about it. Don't put pressure on yourself. Like, literally, we all go through dips and sometimes some of us don't want to have sex for ages, you know. It's not a big deal. We all go through it, babe. It's important for him, but not for me, unfortunately. Probably about once every 3 weeks. It varies, but around 3 or 4 times a week. 2 years in, first year we were at it like, and then rabbit emojis. Used to be 3 or 4 times a week, but now probably like once a week, if that. Before our baby, it was 2 to 3 times a week. Had a baby 1 year ago, intimate once a month. Nobody warned you how uncomfortable it is. Oh, wow. Okay. It's very important to me, but one of our relationship struggles at the moment. But it's one of our... Oh, okay. My boyfriend always has a high sex drive, but he knows mine fluctuates and is so patient with me and it doesn't affect us. We only see each other on weekends due to long distance and it's still probably 2 or 3 times a week at minimum when it's low. Hold on. That means at least one of these days we're doing it more than once. You only see each other on weekends and it's still 2 to 3 times a week. And that's low. You're telling me you should be doing it more than that? Because that's crazy. I can't. I'd be exhausted. Once or twice a week? Yeah. Somebody says, I've been dying for this question. Me and my partner are 3 to 4 times a week. I'm in a happy 11-year relationship, but we have sex about 4 times a year. Yeah, you know what? You're happy in your relationship. Who is anyone else to say it's enough or not enough, you know? 2 to 3 times a week. Somebody says, I've been waiting for this one. It varies for me. 1 week I'm like a rabbit and then I could go 2 or 3 weeks and have no sex drive. We've been together 5 years. We have non-sexual intimacy every day and sexual once or twice a week. Used to be a lot more in the earlier days. We're both 25. He would prefer more. Okay, yeah. Do you know what? I think a lot of us are quite similar, you know. I think sexual interaction is very important. My love language is physical touch. Yeah. Once every 1 to 2 weeks and we're 5 years in, baby on the way. Oh, I love that. That is honestly lush. Okay, guys. Do you know what? This was very interesting. We should do this again sometime. Let me know if you guys would be intrigued for me to do the weekly debates that I mentioned earlier about like through pregnancy and stuff and post-pregnancy. Okay. Thank you guys. Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much for sending in your responses to the weekly debate. Thank you to the amazing, gorgeous girl that sent that in as a suggestion. If you have any suggestions, send them in. Obviously, quite a few of you said you've been dying to hear this one, which means you haven't suggested it to me, guys. Honestly, send them in. I'm so happy to read your suggestions and, of course, put them in the next episode. So send them in, babes. All right, let's get into some dilemmas. Okay, everybody. So, thank you so much to everybody that sent in dilemmas. I am going to kick off with this one. It says, hi Leah, long time listener here, top 8% on my Spotify Wrapped, big flex. Love you, appreciate you. Okay, so with my current dilemma, it feels only right for me to come to you. Hoping to get yours and maybe some other opinions on what I should do. Buckle up, it's a long one and I suck at telling a straightforward story. Oh my god, me. You guys know that. Okay, me, 27, and my husband, 31, met 8 years ago and got married 2 years ago. We have 2 children together, a dog, as well as owning a home. Picture perfect, right? I mean, yeah, babe. Now for my dilemma. Oh, I just don't feel like I want a relationship with him anymore. Shit. I struggle to explain why, as I do love and care for him. We get on and enjoy time together as a family and even together on a friendly level. But when it comes to intimacy, it's just not there for me anymore and I crave time away from him. Do you know what? I think it's okay and very normal to crave time alone and time away from your partner. But I'll read on. Over the years, we have gone through a few patches similar to this that almost ended us, but we chose to stay and work on things. The grass is greener where you water it, as they say. I'm a stripper, which causes a lot of mistrust in our relationship, which I understand if part of it wasn't for the fact it wasn't a big issue. Which I understand in part if it wasn't for the fact it wasn't a big issue until a month after we got married, as he became a hardcore Christian. I have tried my best to be supportive through this, but the sudden change in beliefs with things I categorically cannot get on board with is hard. Things like banning Halloween, not being able to spend money on a Saturday, hating Christmas. Only reason he's not banned that, as he knows I love it and knows it would be the last straw. He believes when God comes for his supporters, him and the kids will be taken and I'll be left on earth for supporting Satan. I don't actively support Satan, just everyday things that according to him are evil and the work of the devil. So much more to say, but obviously with his new beliefs, my job is not aligning. I don't want to give it up due to the freedom it brings to us financially and being able to home educate, etc. But it causes so many arguments I'm pretty tired of. Because of mistrust, he can get funny about things like being a little late home from work. Or for example, one time we had a huge argument because I asked if I could stay in an Airbnb with my friends on my birthday. but I should have wanted to spend it with him, not getting drunk with friends. I just crave a bit more freedom, and whenever arguments arise, especially about the job, I completely switch off and cannot be bothered with it. It feels like we go round and round with it all, and I can't help feeling I'll be happier alone. Honestly, if there was an easy way out that no one got hurt and kids were happy, I would be gone tomorrow, but there's not. Neither of us would be able to buy a home on our own. Private rent is extortionate and would be a struggle, especially as we have a dog not many landlords would accept. I feel so trapped and unhappy but don't know what to do, whether it's worth continuing to walk the grass to see if one day it will regrow or if I should just give up. Thank you for any help. I love you. Bye. Wow, we're dealing with a whole marriage here. Okay, honestly, I think the fact that you said, if there was an easy way out when no one got hurt and kids were happy, I would be gone tomorrow. The fact that you've said that kind of says everything. Like, you don't want to be with this man. You don't feel that your beliefs or your ways of life align anymore. And it doesn't sound like you're compatible at this point. Like, everything that he believes in is, you know, you're doing the opposite of. He, you know, you're a stripper, and he says that that's the work of the devil. And, you know, it means that at this point you're barely compatible, really. And it's really difficult because I don't know what it's like to be in a relationship where you have children involved, and I don't know what it's like to be married, hopefully one day. But so I imagine that that obviously does change things. But I am such, you guys know me, I'm such a firm believer of you are put on this life to be happy and learn and enjoy it. And there are supposed to be challenges, and there are supposed to be ups and downs, and there are supposed to be people that play roles in your life that they don't fulfill forever. I believe that your life is about you and what's best for you. So I don't want the fact that you can't afford to leave this man stop you from leaving him. So, you know, and you have to realize as well that he deserves somebody that he's compatible with as well. He deserves somebody that doesn't feel like, you know, if I could leave tomorrow, I would. He deserves different. And you deserve different. It's not about better. It's just that I don't know if you two are right for each other at this point. It doesn't go to say that you can't work through it, you know, but you said you've tried. You did say you've tried. I don't know if couples counselling is an option. Did you say you did that? I'm not sure. I don't think you did. But yeah, if not, you know, couples counselling is definitely an option. But you're saying, like, I feel so trapped and unhappy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
I just think when you feel trapped, unhappy, and the only reason you're with someone is because, you know, obviously you've got your family unit, but also saying like you financially can't afford to be on your own, I just think there are ways to make things work, and there are options, whether that's, you know, you end your relationship. And some people live with their exes for a while they both financially sort their shit out and get on their feet and figure out a way forward. It happens. Like, sometimes people just have to look at each other and be like, you know what, this isn't working, and I'm not forcing you out the door. I'm not pushing you to figure it all out, because we built this life together. We will figure this out together, but it's not working. People do that, and I can see why. But also, people will stay in a relationship with the intention of leaving and save money and, you know, come up with a plan before they do leave. That people also do that. So I just think, don't stay because you feel stuck. You deserve happiness. You get one life on this earth, and you deserve to spend that the way that you want to spend it and with the people you want to spend it with. You know, maybe this is just the end of your chapter. You had a beautiful relationship, a long 8-year relationship. You made beautiful children, you know, beautiful memories. Maybe that's just the end of you and him. And there's a whole nother life for you both to explore now, you know. I don't know. But just please don't stay in relationships because you're financially stuck. Like, there are people you can call. Like, I don't, have a look on Google, because I know there are like helplines and stuff for support when you're, you know, wanting to leave a relationship, but you financially are stuck and stuff like that. So yeah, listen, I just think you deserve true, true, true happiness. And so does he, you know. I love you. All right, next dilemma. Keep us updated. Definitely keep us updated with that one. Leah, please help. Hi, Leah, hun. I really hope you read this. I've never sent in a dilemma before, but I am an avid listener. So, why am I choking so much? Sorry, guys. So basically, this is so random, but my brother broke up with his ex-girlfriend of 10 years a few months back. It ended really badly. She just went through buying a house with him, and a week later said that she wanted to end it out of the blue. She also blamed my brother for the breakup. A week later, my brother discovered she had been having an affair with a man at work. He saw on her Find My iPhone that she was at a seedy hotel with him. She's shown no remorse whatsoever. I genuinely think she thinks she's done nothing wrong. She also didn't cry once during the whole breakup. That is not right. 10 years, she says. Yeah, you know what? But the thing is, Not to stick up for her, I'm saying, like, just so you can, like, get more of, like, an understanding of why there might not have been tears. Like, sometimes it's nothing to do with how much she might have once loved your brother, but she might have stopped a long time before the end of their relationship, you know? As it was such a long relationship, we as a family kind of went through it with him. Yeah, because you knew this girl for 10 years as well. That's a thing. But I must say, after a few weeks, he really recovered and he is far better off without her. See, this is a thing he knew as well. He knew the relationship was over. A few weeks and he's fine, you know? Now the dilemma. This ex works at my brother's work and also works at my work. It is a huge company in the UK we work for. So she cheated with a guy at work as well. And this ex works at your brother's work and at your work. So either you all work together or this ex works at two places, your brother's work and your work. Okay. I recently got a new job in the company, only to discover that she works in the exact same office as me. The office is small, and lo and behold, the guy she had an affair with also works in the same office. I've already had her stare at me and a few awkward looks from her mates. It's making my work life so awkward, and I dread going in. But why is she digging you out? You cheated on my brother. Literally. I want to just not care, but I have overthinking anxiety. How do I get the confidence to not let her intimidate me? Her mum also works there. Fucking hell. This is a very small company. To be fair, you said it's a big company. They employ half your town. Okay. Her mum also works there, and at the work Christmas party, her mum was giving me evils. I think she had one or two too many bottles of wine. And she was doing dramatic evil stares across the dance floor. Her mum was. Jesus. Okay. So I did the same back and she kept doing it. Just you two like squinting at each other across the room. She was walking around people to give me evils. So weird since I'm half her age. Yeah, I'm sorry, but hun. These evils. Next minute I know her mum runs over to me. No, not the run. She runs over to me demanding, "What's your problem with me?" Oh God, I'd be terrified of this woman. I was like, what the fuck? I have no problem, and walked off. Anxiety overload, feeling like her mum and her are after me. Just leave me alone. Why am I in the middle of it? Yeah, I'm sorry. What have you ever done wrong? I think because my brother is so fine that I almost forget what a twat she was to him. Because if my brother wasn't fine, then I'd be fuming and give her evils in the office, no props. Lol. Now I'm starting a new job and I want to make a good impression. Also, it's work, so I can't exactly call her a bitch under my breath. I'd be fired. What's your thoughts on this and how would you approach this situation? My anxiety has been so high at times, it's made me want to quit. I mean, I obviously won't, but I just hate that it has this effect on me. Thank you so much. I love your podcast. Please don't ever stop doing what you're doing. You are the best. And I actually mean that. Oh, I love you so much. That's so nice. Okay. So, when did she and your brother break up? A few months back. Okay. I find it very strange. It almost feels like she may have told her mum a different story. I'm not convinced she's admitted to her mum that maybe she had the affair. I'm not sure. Maybe your brother was painted the bad guy, but then also she has said it's your brother's fault. You know, is it possible that your brother might have done something that he wasn't so honest with his family, aka you and your mum, about? You know, maybe there's more to the story here why you're getting digged out, because they're digging out his sister. They've also said it's his fault that the relationship's over and she showed no remorse. So I wonder how much of the story maybe your brother might not have told you. But then let's flip it. Maybe the story your brother told you is 100% true. We know everything. She cheated, your brother did nothing wrong, and for some reason they're just digging you out in the office. It's also definitely very possibly true. People deal with things very differently, and hopefully, give it a few months, they will just relax a bit, calm the fuck down, stop digging me out in the office, stop giving me these eyes, it's fucking weird. She's squinting at me at the Christmas party. Relax, it's Christmas. Stop running across the room, literally bolting across the room at me. Literally thought he was gonna tackle me. For what? Like, what have I actually done? So we could hope it's gonna die down, or I think we can escalate this. Listen, we could escalate it, but it could also backfire and cause more problems. and more anxiety. Or we could confront them and, you know, respectfully, I don't have an issue with you. We can play the, listen, I really couldn't give a fuck energy. We can play that. Listen, I really don't have an issue with you. Whatever happened with you and my brother, he's happy. And therefore, I don't care. I'm not passionate about this. I don't care. My brother's fine. If he wasn't fine, we might have an issue. Maybe not. And then she might punch you in the face. But you could just, you know what? My brother's happy. I don't know why there needs to be an issue. You know, I wish you all the best. I hope that you're happy. I hope that you find happiness. There is no bad vibes. I love my job. I don't want to bring this into the workplace. So whatever you feel towards me, that's fine. But please leave it at the door when you come into work. I don't think you're in the wrong to say that to somebody. And then whatever she wants to say to you, hopefully she can just get it off of her chest there and you might be able to just get to the bottom of things. There could be more to the story. But, you know, I don't think you're in the wrong to say, like, listen, I don't feel badly towards you. I don't know what these vibes are, but I hate them. And they're making me anxious. They're making me stressed, man. I just want to enjoy my life. I'm just here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean? I love my job. Please, all this negativity, please, you know. But please keep us updated. There's just a few options of what you could do. But let me know what it is that you decide to do. Whatever feels right to you, what feels more like your character. And just remember that you don't let somebody intimidate you. Just remember that you have every right to be there, no less and no more than anybody else. If somebody is intimidating you, they are insecure, and intimidating people makes them feel bigger and better, and that comes from insecurity. So, yeah. All right, babes. Love you. Don't you forget it. All right, let's do another one. Okay. Ooh, this is interesting. During a drinking game at a party, my boyfriend admitted that he had wanked 10 times that week. Okay, so it was between Christmas and New Year, but he'd been working and I'd been off, so I was home every minute that he was. We all quizzed him, and he said the last time was that afternoon when he was cleaning downstairs and I was cleaning upstairs. We'd only had sex the night before. I wasn't sure how offended to be, but oh my god, I cannot stop thinking about it. Also, ick. Love you, girly. Wish we could be in real life friends, though. Oh, I love you. I wish we could be in real life friends, though. Invite me over, girl. Okay. 10 times a week. All right. To the girl who wrote in about the guy she was with who had the porn addiction, please, where are you? Please, where is she now? What is her boyfriend doing now? I need an update. So I'm calling out to you. Please, I need to know what's the latest with you guys. Okay, back to you. So he's wanked 10 times this week. All right. You were cleaning upstairs. He was cleaning downstairs, or the other way around, whichever. And he's took that time to... Yeah. All right. Why? Oh, I just think it's like, did he say it as in like, I had a mental wanking week this week. I just went overboard, could not stop tugging left, right and center. Or is this just normal? Like, is he just like, yeah, probably, I don't know, about 10 times, like whatever, normal. If it's normal, the issue is that he's addicted to masturbating, right? And then I'm questioning, are you watching porn while you masturbate? If so, what's the nature of this porn? Are you using pictures? If so, what are these pictures of? Are they me? Are they other women? You know, what's the content here that's getting you off 10 times a week? If it was just the one-off week where he was like, yeah, I don't know, I just was fucking wanking loads that week. Weird. Maybe he had high testosterone levels. Who knows? And it's not that deep. It was just the one-off. Bit much. But, you know, to each their own. Like I said, testosterone levels could have just been a bit higher that week. Who knows? but it is what it is. But yeah, like I'm saying, if it's not just an unusual week, if that wasn't a one-off, if he thinks, like, I don't know, if it was a question like, okay, truth or dare, truth, how many times did you wank this week? And he was like, I don't know, like 10. And I'd be like, huh? Sorry, I thought you said 10. No, I did. Oh, okay. So, okay, yeah, sure. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. All right. Well, it's every day plus 3. So there were 3 days where he wanked twice. Right? No. Yes. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, correct. Maths. Or maybe there was a day that he wanked 4 times and once every other day. Who knows? But either way, oh, maybe we should do a weekly debate of, like, ask your boyfriends how often they wank. That would be so interesting. If they're like every day, or if it's like, I don't know, once a month, or like hardly ever. I would honestly be so intrigued. Let me know if you want that. Send me a DM on Instagram now and just let me know if you want that. Or if that's weird. Is that weird? Okay, weekly debate. Girlies, go and ask your man. Okay, my advice, honestly, is if it was the one-off situation, we just let it fly. Maybe we've got some questions, like, how often are you wanking 10 times a week, babe? And why? And what over? But, you know, if it's an everyday, every week thing, yeah, I've got a lot more questions there. So, yeah. Let me know which one of the two, and then we shall continue, I reckon. Maybe ask him some questions. Okay, what I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to go away and do a bit of research, a bit of studying, so we can continue this case. I'm going to need you to ask, is this a one-off thing week, or is it 10 times a week all the time? What's the content? And also, I would like you to ask, how come you wanked when I was upstairs or downstairs cleaning instead of coming on to me? They're the questions I want you to go and ask. Write down his answers, maybe record them like you're a journalist. And come back to me with the finished article. No, but seriously, I'm intrigued by that part. So I would ask those questions if you are comfortable. If not, totally get it. But if you're comfortable, ask those questions and then come back to me and we will discuss this further. Why am I talking like this is dead serious? And we will discuss this further, thank you. Like, but you know what I mean. All right. I love you. And I think you're gorgeous. All right. Thank you guys so much for sending in your dilemmas. Some beautiful dilemmas this week. Thank you guys. If you have any situation going on in your life right now and you really need some advice, just a friend to talk to, a shoulder to lean on, just a bestie to call up and just rant to, get something off your chest, leahontheline.com. I'm your girl. All right, let's wrap up the episode. Okay, everybody. So, Ariana Grande hit us with a new track. Yes. And say that shit with your chest. And be your own fucking best. Friend. Yes. And what do we think? It's had mixed reviews. It's definitely grown on me. I was not expecting it. I was expecting, like, yes. That's what I was expecting. I turned it on. That beat, I was like, oh, okay. Doom. I was like, okay, where are we going with this? And then I was giving a little head shake, little head bob. I was like, okay, I can get on board with this. And then when she was like, why do you care so much who's I ride? I was like, dirty bitch. Dirty bitch, isn't she? She's filth, love her for it. So, yeah, love it. I'm just happy that we've got new Ariana music, to be honest. Who wants to come watch Ariana Grande with me on her next tour? Because I will absolutely 1,000,000% be there. I don't care how much them tickets cost me. I told you I'd see the Jonas Brothers and I did. So, yeah, to be fair, I kind of want to get tickets to the Jonas Brothers tour because I wonder how much those tickets are. Because I saw like the intimate concert, which, to be honest, you guys, you may remember, I had a rough time there because of how enclosed it was, and I couldn't really appreciate the fact that they were so close to me and like right in front of me. I also can't believe how cheap those tickets were. It was incredible. I can't believe I got them. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. So yeah, I would love to see a proper show of the Jill Bros and like sit and not be in the stand-in section. Do you know what I mean? Or at least just not so enclosed would be beautiful. I'm actually looking at tickets right now. London, the O2, the 12th of June. Oh, that'll be nice. Who's going? Whose date have I just read out? Okay, £82 each. Where's that? Row N, section 41. Oh, that's terrible. See, that's actually right side. Okay, row, where's this? Section 41 again. Brilliant. 406. Where's that? Okay, too far away. Oh, guys, they're fucking expensive. Oh, £100 each. Section 104. No, thank you. Really far back again. Listen, I'm not spending £100 to be at the back of the room when I spent... What did I spend on that last one? It was like 30 quid to be like six rows from the front. Yes, I had anxiety, but I could see them crystal clear. 4K HD definition. I saw every curl on Joe Jonas's head. And I will say it. Nick came across a little bit grumpy that day, guys. Yeah, I'm going to say it. But Joe, he was out there. He was high-fiving people. He was... Oh, love him. Kevin. Big, big fan of Kevin. Love him. Such good vibes. Nick is just cool. Nick is just like, I'm here and I'm a fucking legend. I'm cool as fuck. Yeah, they're all just cool. And yeah, I've always been such a big fan of Ariana, right? And when I say a big fan, that's such an understatement. I'm obsessed. Like Jamie was saying, when I learned to drive, you will hear Ariana Grande coming down the road before you see my car. Like that will literally be me. And I don't know how I've never seen her in a concert. It doesn't even cross my mind to go to concerts. It's just, I don't know. I don't know why. I watched Justin Bieber at the Believe Tour once and I almost collapsed on the ground when he came out. You know the wings? If you know, you know. You know when the wings come out on the big screen? Yeah. I was like, rip. I'm out of here. I couldn't cope. And then and then he came out on like the crane and he was singing that. What is that song? Be Alright? How does it go? Be alright, be alright. And I was like, he is so in love with me. I was like, I can feel his eyes burning into me. He's in love. He's in love and he's obsessed. But the thing is, yeah, I was the ugliest, rattiest 15-year-old girl. If he was looking at me, he was thinking, gag. And I was like, he's so in love with me. Be alright. He's in love. He's in love. And then after the concert finished, I was like, so like, when's his manager like going to come over to me and be like, Justin wants you, like, he wants to meet you at the back. And also, when that girl come on stage for One Less Lonely Girl, I could have swung, mate. Who's this bitch? And I'm not going to lie, yeah. Ruin my night. I was like, the audacity for him to be doing all of this, giving it all that in front of me. Like, we don't have this, you know, like this connection. Yeah, crazy. That was such an emotional time. Honestly, I went through so many emotions in one night at the Justin Bieber concert. Also, I met this super fan outside. I met the super fan. She was crazy. She was really crazy. I won't even say the things, but there was this thing trending at the time, a very fucked up hashtag of things that people were doing for Justin. Me saying Justin, like we're pals. And she was like, yeah, I did that. And I was like, Oh my God. She was a wild chick. And she was one of them girls that was like, yeah, I've seen him like 50 times. I've seen him 50 times. How many times have you seen him? I was like, this is my first time. She's like, where are you sat? Where are you sat? I was like, back row. Right at the very, like, see the back, like, behind that pillar. Like, that's my seat. She's like, oh, I'm in front row. Nah, she wasn't. I don't think she was standing. I think she was seated. But either way, it was a big competition for her. I said, you win. Listen, you win. I'm not trying to compete with this, okay? Don't hit me. I'm just glad she wasn't the one less only girl, to be honest. I can't imagine how she felt. All right, I need to wrap this up. I wonder where she is now. Shout out to you, honestly. But yeah, oh, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I had such a good time chatting with you all today. Yeah, let me know if you want to come watch Ariana with me and we will 100% go. No joke. We will book out a whole section and we will go. Okay? Whole section. Because there's millions of us. I'm joking. But to be fair, I know so many of you love Ariana. We've spoken about it over DMs before. So yeah, let me know. We should actually go. She hasn't actually, the tickets aren't out yet, but we'll be at the front of the queue. All right, guys. I love you so much. I hope you all have an amazing week. And I'll catch you on Friday for a brand new episode. I love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.